Dear brethren, here we are again today at our live program on the Prophetic World News. Brother Joseph, welcome.
God bless you.
Can you give us an insight of the current events?
All right. First thing that we can see today in the news is that the international nations are making Syria destroy the chemical arms weapons.
What does that mean?
They have a lot of chemical weaponry in Syria, which the Western powers, I mean, just about the whole world, would want them to destroy, okay? Kind of hypocritically, because just about everybody have chemical weapons,
yeah.
Right? But of course, Russia, Japan, everybody wants to see this thing destroyed, but they don't want to destroy their own. So anyway, what's happening, Syria accepted to destroy their own chemical weapons, because otherwise America was going to attack them, this and that. So they just decided, sure, you can.
But you think it's real? Like they will actually destroy their weapons?
Yeah, it seems real. And the thing is, the Western powers are going to loading. They already loaded the first shipment of these chemical bombs into their ships. And they're going to destroy these chemical weapons at sea. In other words, in the middle of the ocean, the middle of the sea. Of course, they're not going to, I don't know how much they're going to destroy. They're just probably going to dump everything in the ocean, for the most part. I mean, some of them, they can deactivate, they can separate, but I wonder what a good job they're going to do. It's kind of like when they, there is a war, like when the Americans retreated from Vietnam, they left a bunch of mines. They left millions and millions of mines that nobody can walk around anymore in America, in American mines. They did this in Vietnam, they did it in Cambodia, they did this in a lot of countries where the Americans have been bringing the military. They retire, in other words, they retreat from the place, but they leave the mines behind. Like, they contaminate the world terribly. It's very hard to get these mines off.
So are the nations requesting this from Syria when they themselves have chemical weapons?
Yeah, because they're hypocrites. Okay, they're a bunch of hypocrites. But the problem is that now they are going to dump all this chemical stuff in the sea. And I'm curious how they're going to be able to do this armlessly. I think they're going to contaminate the whole world with this stuff. I mean, dumping enormous quantities of chemical poison into the sea is going to be a tragedy. It's going
to
be terrible.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you understand the point? So that's about...
Yes, sadly, yes.
That's about what's happening. And then, there is more news also. Let's go to Syria a little bit. You see, in Syria, since the America retreated from Syria, they left a big mess behind. They thought that they were going to solve the problem, but the situation is a million times worse than when Saddam Hussein was there. Now everybody is fighting against everybody. America left a mess in Syria politically without fighting the war there, but before the war in Iraq. So there is a mess in Iraq, and there is a new mess in Syria. Now they are overspilling, like they're crossing the border, because Syria and Iraq, they are bordering. So now, see, all the Muslims, like, they're against everybody. It's like, you know, the Iranian one side, and then there is the Al-Qaeda on the other side, and then there is the rebel backed up by Saudi Arabia. And it's a big mess. So, like, all the Muslims are fighting against everybody. It's like all the rebels, all the separate parts of the rebels in Syria, now they're fighting against each other. First they were fighting against Assad, the president of Syria.
Yes.
Now they're fighting against each other now. You know, it's a big mess. Okay, and everybody is afraid to put a hand. And now, of course, the Americans provoked that. The Western powers provoked that. They backed up some Muslim rebels, just like they did in Libya and in Tunisia and places like that. Okay, successfully so. Now, they try to do in Syria. Syria is a bigger mess because Russia doesn't let America free hands to do what they want. So now, these rebels fighting against the President Assad in Syria, they're going into Iraq, okay, and increasing the mess over there. So it's a big, big mess. So everything is working toward the end, what's going to happen. like in the future, we have the future foretold in the Bible, that all the nations eventually going to become strongly Islamics, because all these guys are all strongly Islamics.
Yeah.
Okay, they're all going to follow the Antichrist, of course. We talk about that already. And everything is working in that direction.
So the devil needs a chaos. Signs. These are like signs of the times
that point towards
the prophecies being fulfilled.
The devil is bringing chaos. It's like the devil is restructuring the present chaos in the world. Is bringing more chaos through wars so he can bring his savior, the Antichrist. Understand?
Yes, I understand.
Okay.
What else? Is there anything else happening?
Well, we can see there is another news in Venezuela. They killed, there was a Miss Venezuela, the most beautiful woman in Venezuela. She got killed with her husband because they were attacked by robbers.
Mm.
And they were together with their little daughter. The three of them got shot. It seems like just the daughter survived. Both of them got killed, and now the whole Venezuela is really in panic because nobody's safe anymore. Now, we were personally in Peru, and it's a terrible situation there.
Yes.
At night, you cannot go around in many areas.
It's dangerous.
Now, it seems like Venezuela is even worse.
Hmm.
But this guy got shot just because they got attacked. They just wanted some money. So it's like it shows how the chaos is just spreading all over the world. Like in a lot of countries, there is wars among the Muslims. In more than 50 countries, there is Islamic Muslim persecution against the Christian. Churches are being blown up. The Americans, they're trying to bring everything in their favor, interfering. The CIA is paying groups right and left, engineering wars. Russia is trying to stop that. The world is just about to blow up. The world is ready for a savior.
Hmm.
A super politician who will bring peace to the earth. And that's exactly what the Bible prophesies. Like there's going to be this big politician which the world will receive because he will tell the world everything the world wants to hear. His message will be peace. And that's exactly what the Bible prophesies in the book of Daniel and also in the First Thessalonians. The Antichrist will come with a message of peace. So the whole world, there is violence over here, crime over there, wars in a lot of parts. The world is a mess and a chaos. And they're going to receive the false savior since they rejected the true savior, Jesus Christ. They only have the false savior left.
Hmm.
And it's coming very soon.
So crime is growing, contamination is growing, the conflicts are growing.
Yes,
so yes, amen. The prophecies are being fulfilled.
It's
and we
time,
are in the end
yeah,
time.
To hear from the Lord and see what we need to do individually as a family. Okay, what place we're supposed to be, what place
Amen.
We're supposed to go. Things are going to get worse and worse. Like we said last year, it was going to get worse and worse, and it's exactly happening.
May the Lord help us all to prepare our hearts for what's ahead. Thank you. God bless you, Brother Joseph, for the prophetic update. It's very interesting to know and understand what's happening.
Amen. You're welcome. The Lord bless you. Amen.